Zondervan presents The Case for the Real Jesus by Lee Strobel, read by the author.
Catholic priest Andrew Greeley said, "Much of the history of Christianity has been devoted to domesticating Jesus, to reducing that elusive, enigmatic, paradoxical person to dimensions we can comprehend, understand, and convert to our own purposes. So far," he says, "it hasn't worked." Says a song by the Canadian rock band Down Here, "Can anybody show me the real Jesus?" At first glance, there was nothing unusual about Evergreen Cemetery in Oakland, California. There were the expected rows upon rows of grave markers, some festooned with flowers, others with small American flags hanging limp in the still winter air. I meandered through the property and soon came upon a gently sloping hillside. And there, standing sentry over a wide expanse of grass, was a solitary 3-foot headstone. Its stunning inscription, "In memory of the victims of the Jonestown tragedy." Beneath the ground were the remains of more than 400 Californians who had followed the siren call of self-proclaimed Messiah Jim Jones down to the jungles of South America to build a paradise of racial equality and harmony. Believing his creed of love and equal opportunity, beguiled by his charisma and eloquence, they put their complete faith in this magnetic visionary. His most audacious boast? He was the reincarnation of Christ, the real Jesus. The pilgrims, intent on living out Jones's doctrine of peace and tolerance, arrived in a remote rainforest of Guyana, only to realize over time that he was building a hellish enclave of repression and violence. When a visiting U.S. congressman and contingent of journalists threatened him with exposure, Jones ordered them ambushed and killed before they could leave on a private plane. Then Jones issued his now famous command. All of his followers must drink cyanide-laced punch. Syringes were used to squirt the poison into the mouth of infants. Those who refused were shot. Soon more than 900 men, women, and children were in the contorted throes of death under the scorching sun, and Jones ended his own life with a bullet to the head. The bodies of 409 victims, more than half of them babies and children, were shipped back to California in unadorned wooden caskets and buried at Evergreen Cemetery. In the nearly 30 years since the Jones...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?